Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us for Cannabis Tech Talks. I'm Patricia Miller, Managing Editor with Cannabis and Tech Today. With me is Jerry Dumani, co-founder and managing principal of Figro. Thanks for chatting with us today, Jerry.
Thank you, Patricia.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the thrilling world of enterprise resource planning software, otherwise known as ERP. So for all of the cannabis entrepreneurs out there, this is an important chat. You're going to want to hear about the software, and there's a lot of opportunity to streamline the processes in the cannabis industry right now. And I think technology like this is really going to help pave the way to a more unified industry. So I'm excited to kind of dive into the tech behind it. Before we go into that, Jerry, maybe you could tell us a bit more about your background and sort of how you found yourself in the cannabis industry.
Well, thank you, Patricia. So I was originally from Philly. I always say Philadelphia to people, but people ask me, man, even accent, where are you from? And I have to piggyback that and say, well, I'm originally from Zimbabwe, in case you wanted to know. So I started my career in tech right outside of Philadelphia. This is where I went to college, and I've always been fascinated by all things digital, all things technology. I got an opportunity to run one of the largest employee-owned tech companies in Philly. I was one of their chief information officers. I led a team of about 75 or so dedicated engineers of all walks of life. And we spent a lot of time working in verticals, healthcare, fintech, education, and construction. So that was really a building base for my love of tech and my love of data and my love of organizing really different aspects of tools and information that could be used in many meaningful aspects of any particular vertical.
Okay, so you've got a lot of experience in tech and engineering, it sounds like.
Yes, I dabbled really. Sometimes I always laugh back. My career started off really like most people who get a break, you get to intern. I interned in my second year of college for an interesting startup that was building these interesting applications. And back then there was a technology called voice over IP, which was fairly new back then. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. But we learned to do a lot of amazing things and sort of really productize it to run in the cloud. Before then, it was never the cloud, Patricia. Now it's really this big term that just gets thrown around. Things used to run on-prem, but we found ways to make things super exciting. So tech has been my life, for a very long time. And of course, people as well.
Well, so tell us about Figro. What makes it unique and how is it different from some of the other ERPs that are being offered in the industry right now?
That's a great, great question, Patricia. So the worst thing that can ever happen for any brand manufacturer out there is a product recall. In the last few years in the world of cannabis, we've seen a massive sprawl of these new derivatives of cannabis byproducts from either D8 to newer synthetics such as HHC, THCO. I can't keep up. People find ways to continuously reinvent the wheel or produce new exciting things that we've never heard of. For some reason, these are being sold online and they find themselves in many, many shelves out there, and people have to access them. So where Figro comes in is we are all about really providing at the heart of our software a basic chain of custody that allows small to medium-sized operators, who are intimidated by the investment cost that might be required to bring on board a large-scale operator like an SAP, Oracle, NetSuite, or Microsoft Dynamics. We as Figro, we built a simple platform that is really led by operators like myself. And we wanted other operators to really say, hey, we're solving these problems organically for other operators. We're not really plucking away from a huge platform out there in the world, but no, it was built from the ground for operators so that we really could tailor the needs of the industry because we speak the language. So what makes Figro unique is that you mentioned an ERP system. Yes, At the heart of it all, we are an enterprise relationship platform. We are built for extractors and finished goods manufacturers. We help operators track and trace cannabis inventory, mitigate loss, and increase yields throughout the production supply chain processes. So all of those things that I just mentioned really just help streamline and automate the entire supply chain processes. We work with folks that are making edibles, they're making pre-rolls, they're making gummies. They are also maybe producing derivatives from biomass, which is really an intense process using all kinds of solvents. So our software really becomes the integral part of that process. So we create the standardized operating procedures that are then called to run all these different jobs. By virtue of what Figure does automatically, we help a lot of our clients become, you know, pretty much aligned with GMP and have processes from day one without really a heavy capital outlay.
And is this something that you think would be most valuable for people who are just getting going, or is it easy to integrate if you've already got your systems established?
A lot of folks that are coming to us, Patricia, believe it or not, they are running their business out of on a spreadsheet. We come in, we organize that, we take that data on a spreadsheet, we help them streamline all the important buckets. We say, okay, what are the SOPs? Well, we don't have SOPs. Well, we'll help you create your SOPs, number one. Those SOPs are then used to run all the different jobs, and each and every job pulls inventory items, whether it's a raw material that's required in the production of a tincture, or whether it's a packaging item that's required to package a cartridge. So when we run our jobs, we're pulling from inventory and tracking the entire supply chain for that. So to really sort of button it down, a lot of folks who have come to us to Figure are coming to us, they're writing all these things on a piece of paper, they're writing on spreadsheets. So yes, we love it when there's nothing going, when you have nothing that you're working with. We really want you to start with Figure because we help you define those processes right off the get-go. We help you have your SDS sheets or your safety data sheets. We help you with your SOPs. But most importantly, we help you get a better insight of your inventory from day one. And those that are established, we never say no to them because they already know, they already have some kind of a process that's running in their systems. We basically tie in the different systems they have, because the problem of scaling too fast, sometimes you find that they're now probably using different systems that may not be talking together. So when Figure comes in, it really becomes the core, and we're tying in with QuickBooks, by tying in with your fulfillment engine. We also tie in with your e-commerce channels, if you have any. And then we sort of help people get a true sense of what's really happening in the business, almost like a single pane of glass.
I know people tend to have a hard time kind of getting these disparate components to talk to each other. Like you mentioned, it's hard to coordinate and get everything communicating with each other and reading into the same systems. I know that's why a lot of companies are starting to look at artificial intelligence and the role that that can play in kind of streamlining these processes. Is that something that Figure is working with or looking to incorporate?
Absolutely. We just brought in a machine learning expert in our group that's heavily invested in helping us build learning algorithms inside of our systems. We believe that in cannabis, this is the future. And we want to make sure that as Figure, we are on the leading edge of really these interesting technologies. So we are now incorporating AI as part of rethinking each and every process. And right now, you know, one of the leading technologies we're looking into, in fact, inside of our system, we have what we call a yield optimization engine. This is, you know, currently in its early phases. We're exploring how we can help, you know, processors better focused, you know, yield production out of every, you know, job they're running. For example, I mean, you know, we have folks that might be receiving, you know, 50 to 100,000, you know, pounds of, you know, cannabis biomass or hemp biomass. And then it tends to be what we're seeing a lot of, which is really a huge pain point, is inconsistency in the yield return, right? So that becomes an issue. Why are we getting different yields out of, you know, maybe the same amount of, you know, product we started off with. So we're now really looking into AI to help us better build in controls and learn better to sort of come up with better ways to optimize and better ways to really help folks project better in terms of what they can come up with. So these are really leading technologies that we don't see being used, but Figro really wants to take that, you know, innovation and really make it a leading piece of what we do for at a small to medium sized level without really investing or breaking the bank.
I can appreciate that. And when we were chatting before we started recording, you mentioned that Figro is headquartered in Denver, but that you've been doing a lot of traveling and you're even currently in New Mexico, which is an emerging marketplace for cannabis. And I wonder if, you know, these emerging markets might have an advantage over some of the established markets because they're getting all of this information from legacy companies that have been doing it now for, you know, in some places almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. And they can apply all of that knowledge and technology to these new marketplaces. Is that something that you're seeing as well as you start working with newer markets?
Absolutely. You know, we are here because we got an invitation to explore a really large operation that has been heavily involved in producing CBD and really some wellness products. And, you know, they're new to cannabis and they're looking to Colorado. They're looking to markets that are, you know, established. They're looking at people like us to say, you guys are out there. How are you doing things differently? We're about to get into this interesting, you know, green rush. And yes, we're being licensed in a vertical in a sense, and which means we have to grow, we have to look into manufacturing, but we have 35 plus years of manufacturing, but help us figure these things out, you know. So this is where we come to figure and say, okay, great. This is what we've learned, you know, being in Colorado, which is obviously one of the most fascinating markets. And we're guiding. Our job is to come here and build a relationship and understand what they're working with and when they expect to really be launching all these exciting, verticals within their supply chain. And we were using all the knowledge learned in the established markets, almost sort of to speak as, you know, lessons learned, transferring that and say, hey, this is how we're doing it. These are the challenges we saw. This is the best way to approach it. So we find that there's value in approaching that way. So we are always looking at new markets. They're leveraging, you know, folks who are coming from much more mature markets like Colorado. And I think that knowledge transfer is valuable. And I always applaud them for looking to us to say, hey, help us, you know, establish. We have the funding. We have everything we need. How can we hit the ground running with less mistakes? I'm sure you've seen it before. And this is where we come in to just kind of guide it, you know, as much as possible.
Yeah, that's so valuable. I think established or emerging markets to have that kind of expertise and information. As you're speaking with, you know, new clients and old clients, they're looking at your existing offerings. What challenges are you hearing that you'd like to address next? What would you like to incorporate into your tech to keep it kind of moving forward and innovating?
One of the things that we folks talk about a lot, and man, it's the simplest things, right? And I thought it was going to be AI, it's going to be all these fancy technologies to really help them focus better. Yes, focusing better means they save money, and it means they scale quickly. It means they understand what's working and what's not working. But believe it or not, the thing that I hear a lot from a lot of these business operators is just standardization of documentation, just the lack of proper documentation procedures within most of these systems. Like they have to put that in a silo somewhere else. And usually in a state like New Mexico, the regulation around CBD is very stringent. If there's an inspection, they expect you within 20 minutes to be able to produce a chain of custody documents. Now, a lot of those documents are being printed out in different rooms and different folders. So it's presenting a lot of challenges. So one of the features we're rolling out as part of the Figro Cloud is a chain of custody folder, which pretty much helps folks have standard SOP templates. We are creating templates for pretty much the entire verticals. If you're working with Figro, you're able to use any one of our templates to just pretty much have all your SOPs in one place. In case of an audit or an inspection, everything is centralized and standardized. We are creating what we call an SDS sheets or safety data sheets. They will all be uploaded in a single place where people can find them. There's only one place for the truth. It's in that folder. And we're also creating within Figro really an audit trail. Pretty much if you scan any QR code for any product, the entire history of where that product started and is going is in one instance, or is one place. So that's the simplicity of this, because it affects compliance. When it affects compliance, they can't be in business. So we found that that's actually a serious pain point. Despite the fact that we care about inventory management, insights, tracking jobs, tracking the cost per job, and really helping folks really streamline all these processes, people really want, at a minimum, help us with compliance. We don't want to be shut down. There's a lot of money that's going into this. How do we keep everything in one place? And we found a simple way to say, with each and every one of our processes, every SOP is going to be in one single place. Every QR code for each and every product is in one single place. And if you ever got audited, just go here and we'll help you stay compliant.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. It's often the most simple or basic things that can really cause a stumbling block if they're not executed properly. So I do appreciate that. And it sounds like it's for... you're producing your technologies for manufacturers and people pre-retail, or is it also something that retailers could use?
So yeah, just to clarify a little bit, yes, you're also right. We build Figro specifically, because in the space, I spent about 3 years working with one of the largest manufacturers in Colorado. And during that time, Patricia, I realized very quickly that their pain points were largely ignored. There wasn't any solution out there in the space that truly understood job level workflows and insights. And I felt that we needed to look into that. I delved into that specifically to make sure that when I created a product, Figro would be something like that, that really just focused on extractors, processors, and finished goods manufacturers. These are folks. They might have retail channels, but what we're doing was creating a process that understood what it took for you to convert cannabis biomass to a derivative, such as it may be a THC or some kind of downstream cannabinoid, right? So we needed to make sure that insight was very clear. At the same time, we said, well, when it comes to manufacturers of finished goods, we have a lot of them out there. People are making gummies every day. They're making edibles. They're making cookies. So we said, well, let's come up with a simple process where each and every recipe is is part of a job. We understand the cost around it. And then we're tracking that. And what we care about as Figro is helping that segment better have a better handle of their inventory and compliance challenges in one single place. So that was that. So the retail aspect, we're not yet into it, but it's a goal of ours to really get into the point of sale space, tying that into e-commerce. We have a roadmap with our product development team to help us get there. We've already been challenged right now, as I'm speaking right now, we're already talking about helping folks really get there with dispensaries and tying them back to manufacturers of these goods. So that's already in the works, but I just wanted to point out that right now our current focus is heavily on extraction, processing, and finished goods.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. It's definitely, I think, a market that needs more attention and more love from tech developers. It's not, I think there are a lot of customer facing software platforms out there right now that are really trying to make their distinction and make their mark. But I don't think there's quite as many, serving the manufacturing space and the processor space. So I can really appreciate that focus.
No, thank you so much for pointing that out as well. And again, we've had conversations with some of our investors, and it always comes back that, man, that's such a segment that, you almost quickly overlook, because, a lot of people are always thinking of the dispensaries, they think of the growers, they're thinking of touching the plant, right? We said, man, there are picks and shovels out there, right? But that's where we are. You know, and right now our focus is that segment. That segment needs to be clearly, is supported. And I think we have the tools, we have the brightest people in the team, and we're working hard every day to continuously iterate our product, you know, our product, and make it the most simplest, most lightweight manufacturing tool you can ever use.
Yeah, I love that. Where can our listeners go to learn more about what Figaro is doing and kind of follow the progress as it evolves?
Oh, no, thank you so much. Easy for us. We are on figaro.com, which is F-I-G-G-R-O.com. We have plenty of white papers. We have some testimonials from folks using Figaro. And please just don't take our word for it. Visit our website, you know, and, you know, read about it and see what we're all about. You know, we really greatly appreciate. If you want to say hello, we can be reached out at hello@figaro.com. And looking forward, you know, continuously engaging the market and trying to, you know, just move this evergreen market forward. And again, you know, we left interesting careers just to really jump into this. And I'm excited that we finally have something that people really care about deeply. And I constantly get a lot of good feedback from our folks. And yeah, and this is great.
Yeah, I'm so glad you could join us. I think there's also demos available on your website too. Is that right?
We do provide demos for sure. If you just click a link for a demo, it'll take you to a calendar. And feel free to block a spot. We're happy to talk to anyone, even people that are just looking to get started or just looking to get a job in the cannabis space. We talk to a lot of people, and we always know where the opportunities are. So some of your listeners out there might be like, man, I don't know. I mean, I just want to change the industries. I want to help the cannabis space. I want to grow with it. Where do I start? Figaro is a good place to start.
I love that. Well, I'm thrilled we got to talk. And for our listeners out there, if you enjoyed hearing this discussion about emerging cannabis technology, be sure to check out our other Cannabis Tech Talks podcasts. You can follow us on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We've also got our fall issue is out on newsstands now. So grab a copy or check out the digital issue. It's available on canatechtoday.com. Until next time, this has been Jerry Dumani and Patricia Miller, and we are signing off.
Simple to use, easy to clean, incredibly precise. Introducing the first packaging and weighing system designed specifically for the cannabis industry. One that gives you more control, consistency, and a better product. The Green Vault System Precision Batcher is designed to offer you the flexibility to switch your packaging options seamlessly. This innovative packaging technology uses gentle puffs of air, also known as air cush technology, to move product rather than vibration. The process aids in the preservation of trichomes on your flower, leading to a higher end potency, better market price, and a customer experience that lives up to your brand's high standards. Technology unlike any other, built for an industry unlike any other. Instead of repurposing technology from other industries, Green Vault Systems engineered their integrated packaging and weighing system for the unique characteristics and demands of cannabis. It's built to help grow your business from the ground up.